Welcome to the Code to Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Reactotron. So essentially what this is it's a CLI client and an OS X app for inspecting your React.js and React Native applications. So sorry for Windows users, there's no actual UI application for this. You probably could run the CLI version, but you won't get the nice OS X application, unfortunately. So what is it? So it's a CLI for inspecting, CLI and OS X app for inspecting your React.js and React Native apps. And what you can do is you can use it to view things like your application state, show API requests and responses, perform quick performance benchmarks, subscribe to parts of your application state, display messages similar to console.log. You can track global errors with source map stack traces. You can also dispatch actions and see how they go. So this is really simple to integrate as well. You just plug it into your app as a dev dependency. So make sure that nothing goes into your production build, and then off you go. It's pretty simple from there. There's not too much to worry about there. It's very, very basic, very simple, and you can start getting really nice results straight away. So there's the two versions, the CLI client, which runs in the command line. Really nice. Everything's structured out really well. It's good to see there. The app is really nice as well. So if you are more of a visual person that needs to click around on things, that's really handy there, but you may prefer the terminal. So they've got the command line option there as well. There's nice quick start docs for this if you're doing it for React.js on the web or if you're building a React Native application. They've also got some documentation on how to integrate it with Redux, which seems to be the kind of store of choice these days. So it's really, really nice. They're working on some things as well. And that's the API docs, integrating with the Fetch API, creating your own plugins, JSON interface between client and server, and things like that. So they're really trying to make sure that this is a pretty awesome project, and it's super handy to be able to inspect your application, make performance fixes, adjust bits of the state easily to go and play around with things, especially on the React Native side. It's nice that it handles both of them, of the web version and the native side. It's a pretty cool tool. I'd love to know your thoughts on this. It's a quick episode today, but this is a really cool tool. I'd love to know what your experiences with it is. Have you got something else that you prefer to use? Please send through a tweet to @CodeToCatchUp on Twitter. Send through an email, codetocatchup@gmail.com, or leave a comment on codetocatchup.com for this episode. I'd love to know your thoughts, experiences, and things like that. If you do have a spare few moments, if you don't mind leaving a rating and review in iTunes, I'd really appreciate that. It helps me out, helps potential viewers or other people finding the podcast. So it's just all around good. So yeah, I appreciate if you spend a couple minutes and do that for me. But other than that, we'll catch the next episode.